This is an MUT Radio podcast.
As MUT Radio, Sanganani Midday Show with myself, Lusanda Lusti. It's 11 minutes past 12. And I did tell you before the music we gave you, Ugutige, we're having an interview with a very inspirational young lady from Mlazi Kamalako Ungwebo, a Zungu from Esidweni Lodge and Spa. So I hope that you will be inspired, of course. Please head over to our socials on Instagram. It is MUT Radio. On Twitter, please use the hashtag MUT Radio. Hope that you are ready for this interview. Hello, Mwebo.
Hello, Sisanjani.
Gapilunjani.
Gapil.
I'm good, alright.
You're right.
Because but we have inspirational Mondays, you know, and we also live on our Instagram page, MUT Radio. So make sure that you head over to that one. I have a beautiful young lady, la.
Oh my goodness, thank you.
Inspirational Mondays, Sisu, it's funu kukuzelava and empagatin yet. We are from Umlaz. We are broadcasting Emangosuti right now. And, Abantu, but our first priority is about Basimlaz. And Abantu from Durban. About Baselukshini, you know. So, how old are you, by the way?
I am 25. We'll be turning 26 in October.
Yes, we're going to say business owner. So it's very important to go to Ezabat Besfazane in Pagatini C Sugumele. Because Msebenzi Isaac Ngubo, to be very honest, Isaac Msebenzi, we need to create our own job opportunities and employ people.
Very true.
So please just tell me, Wuti, what made you start Esidweni Lodge and Spa?
Sanbona, Ninjani. What made me start was, Gaitanda very beauty. I like making people look and feel beautiful. One of my sisters is a beauty therapist. So,
by profession.
So, I come from a family with Amanto Mazan is about six.
Okay.
So, nje ukwenzinzi ipukwenzi khanda ukuzinakekela
yasemndenini
nje and kufika ngisho omakhelwane bezokwenza bekwaziwa nje ukuthi ekhaya leyo ndawo nje ukuthi la uzowenza khona izinto. So it has always been a part of my life and I wanted to ukuthi ngigcine sengiyiguqulile ngithola indlela ukuthi ngenze imali ngayo. So that's how I started the spa business and then kahlahle ngayiqala endaweni yami. It was just the spa senza imassage khona and then I was getting like messages from people asking me if sifika Ngcebo sisuka kude can we get like a place to sleep and I was like all right
I got
another idea. That's another idea. So there was in Dao close by BNB being a sebenzi for a very long time. So I decided to contact umuntu owayakha and then so I moved from indawo yami le then saya at the lodge. So yaqala kanjalo Esidweni Lodge and Spa. So now you can come even if usuka kude ulale and then just enjoy the experience.
Okay, so how many employees do you have at the moment?
At the moment, I have two.
Okay.
At the spa because senzele ukuthi okwamanje sisaqala so that mase beqala ke banda abantu ngilokhe ngibaletha ngibaletha. Normally I ngithatha amantombazane uthole ukuthi ahlele emakhaya asanda kuqeda matric abafundi because of uyazi nawe ukuthi izinto zinjani emhlabeni then I train them then maseke basebenza.
So yini onayo kwispa sakho mhlambe angazi ngibiza ama packages ukuthi khona imassage khona i microblading.
Yes,
ngisho kahle. Yonke lonto le, what are the packages that you have? Ukuze mhlawumbe umlaleli lapha ekhaya acabanga ukuthi listen, let me just go pamper umuntu osekhaya, uma wami, babo wami, my brother, my partner, you know?
We have ama massages ahlukene kuya ngesikhathi ukuthi ufuna kube isikhathi singakanani and also the different types of massages,
okay.
Your back, your full body, your aromatherapy and stuff like that ahlukahlukene. Right now we have June special. We also do inkophe. You can bring a partner along and you only pay the price for one. And then we have a microblading, a machine, semi permanent eyebrows, and we also have other activities, not just at the spa but at the lodge. You can come for a painting, you can come and hike. It's a beautiful place.
Really?
Yes.
Lamlazi.
Yeah, bo.
Wait a minute.
People are always shocked.
Wait a minute. Wait. Hiking.
Yes, when they look at the pictures, they always ask me, I'm like, yes. Some lazy guys see, yes, but I'm always looking around. So, man, I was like, hey, Linda, there's a river, there's trees, there's nature. So, just everything. And it's a spa, you're there to relax and calm down, and then just the ambience.
Because I love these things, you know. I'm going to spoil it, and I know Muto's father and Agave is going to spoil. So, what is the special we have for this month of June?
This special for month of June, if you're, you want to do ama hybrid lashes, you can bring a partner for only 150. Mm-hmm. Very affordable. We also have, a back massage for 45 minutes, 250. You can bring a partner.
Oh, yes.
And then we have kuningije. Then we have, let me think, kuninga kulo kichimek hand. So it's the lashes. Oh, the microblading is also on special for 500 rand. Yes.
It's special sang in Belagles because you want to come over 1,000.
Microblading is 1,000 rand. Sword ombre is 2,500 rand. Those are the standard prices, but this is just to, mm-hmm, draw people in befike bebone nendawo bazi ukuthi sikhona.
Okay, so let me say mhlambe ngilimalele mhlambe by my ankle or so, you know, and I cannot afford ukuthi ngiye kudokotela because kuyabiza ukuthi dokotela for yonke lento le. But can I come to you for those certain things on in and funa nje ukuthi umuntu mefuna ukuyispoiler nje kuphela, you know?
For us it's just to release the tension.
Oh, okay.
If logo sekudinga umuntu or a professional, oh, like a medical professional.
Yes.
Because are there no fractures or stuff like that?
Mm.
So no, Tina Esquenza, it's just to release tension and muscle pain, si pela lapo, and then just for relaxation.
And I'm sure that people at home do have questions for you, ukuthi ke bafuna ukubuza ukuthi how can I start I capital, ngidinga malini, yonke lento leyo, mele ngifunde ini, what kind of certificate should I have, you know, all of those things. So if now mlaleli lapha ekhaya, you want to send a WhatsApp voice note or anything like that, it is 0681608832 You're still with us, right?
Yes.
Because comments, because I said, and they're like, oh, yes, So yeah, I was still with Nlebo Zungu, and yeah, it's been a great interview, but sakubeka namanje. So I know people have questions, ukuthi uqala kanjani, kuwasha wacima, you know. So I asking ngelo ndaba leyo ukuthi how much money or how much capital do you need to start a spa, a beauty spa?
There's no fixed price.
Mm-hmm.
There's no fixed price. Kuzohluka depending on what the person, the services that the person is
providing.
On my experience, into kumele siyazi ukuthi asiqhamuke endaweni eyifanayo. Abanye abantu have people who are willing to support them financially, bekwazi ukubanika kickstart, whereas with some of us, kumele siqale sisebenze eceleni, save up. Because mina, by profession, I am an educator.
Okay.
So, last year I was working and I was able to save a substantial amount of money, to be able to finance, the business line. So, into engayisho ukuthi, in order to know ukuthi how much you're going to need is, first of all, wazi ama services that you want to offer, and then go about usayofuna ama prices for everything that you're going to need. Only then can you be able to say, okay, this is the total amount of money that I'm going to need. But I guarantee you, even with that being said, I think you always need to have additional costs, like
yes.
And you, well, with me, I am such a perfectionist. Yabona, mean to say, right,
ngifuna up to the team.
Oh, yabona, so ne anxiety isukusidlala iparty ayo. So into esiza ikhona lo ukuthi uhambe uyofuna ama prices, sit down, and then usuzokwazi, and then also have leyo mali nje eceleni just for emergencies ukuthi ukwazi ukulo.
Because khona nemali eqhamukecele, let's say on a special ne, kumele wenze poster manje, flyers, for advertising on foot on Facebook as well too. Yakhokha for food manje for advertising as well, so
to boost your posts.
Yes, kumele ube naleyo mali le eceleni, you know.
Yeah, so yeah, kusiza nje ukuthi uplane kahle uhlale phansi. For me, I can say that for everything ngingasho ukuthi I've spent almost more than 50k, but it wasn't like once off. Oh, it's like ngifike ngiphefumule ngithi whew, and then ngihlale phansi ngibe ngisebenza ngalokho ngincane nginako, then makufika something else I just add and add and add, and eventually you get there where you want to be. Omunye angakwazi ukuthi aqale into yakhe be right yonke into from the start. Omunye you build up, you just have to work with what you have, and not compare yourself. And
improvise. Okay, so when it comes to funding, mhlawumbe kukhona indawo zazi ukuthi umuntu, let's say umuntu ethu ongana lutho like ongempela but uyafuna ukuqala lento le, and umuntu uzothatha ukubheka, when it comes to starting a business you need imali ningi, like asingadlali, you know, you need to save up a lot. So let's say umuntu or umfundi ufuna ukuqala into kanjalo ukuze kube a side hustle yakhe, akwazi ukukhokhela esikoleni, akwazi ukondla. Do you know ama site or ama companies angaya kuyona ukuze acele funding?
I do have abangani who we always share stuff nabo, so babe bengisendele. And one of the companies ebengeng as bona was Usida that sponsors ama businesses, but with them they sponsor already established businesses. And ngiyathanda ekuqaleni kweshow ukhulume wathi this is a radio station ufuna uniqala ngabantu basemlazi, and then like it take it, but you're more focused on ilogishi. And the truth of the matter is with ilogishi, we don't nane colleagues sisuke sifunde kuzona asibi nalabo bantu esingathi oh I know usibanibani is a business owner laphayana laphayana, ngingathi mangiyakuyena ngishare idea yami nayo, ang trust the end. For intombazane ekhule lokushini yafunde lokushini izoqhamuka ulapha phezulu ithi this is a business that I have, here is my spa, here I can't even write a proper business proposal. Plan yabo, a proper proposal, but I have the idea and I'm determined yabo, and I know I'm going to make it, but it's difficult mawusuzo approach, but they don't take you seriously because of where you come from. So sihlezi sizo kuzomela nje siqale from scratch, yabona. So yeah, bakhona Osida, and another thing with them, it's like the way they design izinto zabo, it's for abantu about technologically advanced. Uzothi uyafika lapha kumele ungene kwiwebsite, I don't even have data to say hi, yabona. Abanye abantu abakwazi ukusebenzisa uGoogle, like people who really need the help,
kumele uprint uphinde ulo ubhale uphinde ufake, so scan back yonke leyo nto leyo.
Yeah,
and also there's NYDA.
Yes,
it's very good ke yona, but I don't know ukuthi igcina kumalini ukuthi be sponsor rich.
Ezinye izinto, information, mafuna information kanjalo, futhi into engasiza ukuthi ukhulume namakhansela endawo, because omasipala mabekhipha izinto or kuzoba nama event thizeni azokhulisa abantu ngekwezamabhizinisi, uxhumana baxhumana namakhansela, then kube one a distributor information. Njengamanje nje we're going to have one i-business failure kamnyandu, so
you're lying to me.
You manje ngoba I think it's 18 June lapho nje, like I think 26, yeah. So such information yabo, ama seminars akanjalo, you just need to attend, mingle with abantu, khulume nje, and then yeah, u create leyo group abantu la, yeah, enzo share khona.
Okay, so since we're about to wrap up the interview with you, kusamnandi kakhulu ukuhlala nawe, because umuntu that is so intelligent ukwazi nokuchaza izinto nje nje broad, ube u branch out and think out of the box. By profession. So abantu ke bafuna ukwazi kakhulu ngawe, bafuna ukwazi ukuthi bakubhukha kanjani on social media, ubani, ama details akho, your contact details, wakwazi ukudrophela abalaleli bethu.
On social media, I am Ncebo Zungu on Facebook, and on Instagram, I am Ncebo Waters, and then my business number is 060-721-7335. If you would like to send us an email, ungasenda at esidwenilodge at gmail.com. If ufuna ukusenda something that is not related to esidwenilodge and spa, you can send me on my personal email, ogu Ncebo 496 at gmail.com.
Thank you so much, Ncebo.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.